Bamidbar Perek Gimel Pasuk Yudbeis Vani Hine Lakachti Es Halaviyim Mitoch Bnei Yisrael Tachas Kol Bechor Peter Rachem Bnei Yisrael V'Hayu Li Halaviyim. So the Leviim replaced the Bechorim, says Rashi, first page of Armakamos. Mitoch Bnei Yisrael Sheyu Yisrael Sochrin Asam L'Sheiros Shali Ayidei Bechoros Zachisi Behem V'Lakachtim Tmurasam. That originally the Bechoros were supposed to serve this role, Leviim are now in place of them. Lefi Shais Avod Bechoros Ukishachatu BeEgel Nifsalu HaLeviim Nifsalu VaLeviim Shelo Avdu Avodas Kochavim Nifchru Tafeim. So originally the Bechoros were supposed to fill this role. After Chet HaEgel, they were replaced by the Leviim because the Leviim did not have a role in Chet HaEgel. That's what Rashi says over here. So many are bothered that Rashi's comment, which I believe is based on a Mechilta, seems to be against Gemara, the Ibi Mishnah, and the Gemara. The Mishnah in Zevachim, Kuf Yudbeis and Yudbeis, the 14th Perek, the whole history of when Rabbamos Mutter and Aser, various stages. So the Mishnah says, about a third of the way down, more like half the way down, by the Os Hay of the Masoreh Hashas, Ad Shelo Hukam HaMishkan Hayu HaBamos Mutara. So until Hakamas HaMishkan, it was mutter to be Makriv Karbanos on Bamos, the Avoda BeBechoros, and the Bechoros functioned in the Avoda. Misha Hukam HaMishkan Nesir HaBamos, the Avoda BeKohanim. After Hakamas HaMishkan, Bamos became Aser, and then the Avoda was done by the Kohanim, not by the Bechoros. Here the Mishnah tells us that the Kohanim took over at Hakamas HaMishkan, not at Chet HaEgel. Then, the Gemara has on Kuf Tezvav Amud Beis, towards the end of the short lines, they've got our mission, then a little bit further in the beginning of the long lines. Let's start from the second long line. Tanaihi, Titania, Vigama Kohanim and Yigashem al Hashem, Yis Kadashu. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Omer, that's a passage by Imam and Harsinai. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Omer, Zu Precious Becharos. That's a reference to the separation of the Bechoros, and the Bechoros were no longer functioning in that role. Sorry. The Gama Kohanim and Yigashim al Hashem Yizkadosh Zu Prishas Bechoros. Rabbi Omer Zu Prishas Nadav Aviyu. Bishlam Ad Omer Zu Prishas Nadav Aviyu. Hainin Dechsev Hu Asher Dibir Hashem Limor Bikravai Ekadesh. So if the warning was that Nadav and Aviyu shouldn't come near Har Sinai, so that's why it says Bikravai Ekadesh. Elamad Amar Zu Precious Becharos, that the Becharos shouldn't come near Har Sinai. Hecher and Miza. Dechstivinu Adati Sham Levnei Yisrael V'nikdash Bichvodi. Atikra Bichvodi Ela B'mechubadai. So according to the position of Yeshua ben Karcha, Zu Precious Becharos, so the Becharos were replaced at the time of Mamad Har Sinai. So what do we do with Rashi's comment that the Becharos were replaced because of the Chet HaEgel, not at Mamad Har Sinai, and not at Hakamas HaMishkan? The Or Zeruah is bothered by this problem. The Or Zeruah in Hilchos Becharos, Chelek Aleph, Simen Tav Kuf Kaf Tes, next page of the Marmar Kamos. So he quotes Rashi at the top of the second column. Now we'll jump in on the fourth line. In Cain, according to Rashi, Bishana Rishona Nifsalu Habucharos Me Avoda. As the Bucharos were removed from the Avoda at Chayde Ego, which is year one. The Eni Yodea, the Tanan Bizvachim Perak Paras Chatas, Achaluhu Kama Mishkan, Hayu Abamus Mutaras via Voda Bucharos. Misha who come in Mishkan, Nasir Abamus Avoda Bikohanim. So there it says that the cutoff point was at a Kamasa Mishkan, not at Chayde Ego. Obviously, we're talking about the Bukharos that left Mitzrayim, because the Bukharos that were born during that 1 year couldn't have done the Avodah anyway. So, if Rashi's correct that the Bukharos were removed from the Avodah at the time of Chayde Egel, so what does that mean that they were Kashil Avodah Ashehu Kam Mishkan? The Shema Lo Nifsu El Bukharos Yisrael, or the Rosh suggests that maybe that consequence of Chayde Egel, that the Bukharos could no longer do the Avodah, that was only true by Bukharos Yisrael. Ava Bukharos Leviim Lo Nifsalu. But the Bukharos of Shevet Levi were still able to do the Avodah. Sharei, Shevet Levi, Lo Avdu Vodazar. They weren't involved in the Chayde Egel. So after Chayde Egel, all the Bukharos and the other Shvatim were apostled, but the Bukharos of Shevet Levi were still allowed to do the Avodah until HaKamas HaMishkan. V'hadik Sani Achel Huka Mishkan Haisa Avodah Bukharos Hayinu Bukharos Sheba Shevet Levi Afa Pishalo Hayu Mizara Shel Aaron Sharei Dayin Lenes Kain Aaron V'shehu Kama Mishkan Hayinu B'nisan Mishan Shnia. So it says the Yom Teruah, there are two stages. Stage number one, Chayde Egel, 90% of the Bukharos were apostled, except for the Bukharos of Shevet Levi. The Bukharos of Shevet Levi were able to continue doing the Avodah until HaKamas HaMishkan. At HaKamas HaMishkan, then Aaron had the new found status of a Kohen, and the Avodah turned over to Aaron, or Aaron Ubanov. Rabbi Yitzhak Sarotskin in the Sefer Rinas Yitzhak Ala Torah has another suggestion as to how to be Miyashev Rashi relative to the Mishnah and the Gemara in Tzvachim, and that's based on a comment of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish has a relatively brief siman, but less than 3 pages, in Orach Chaim that he entitles Seder Matan Torah. So it's tucked in the middle of Hilchos Pesach. So he has siman Kuf Kaf Hei in Orach Chaim in Seder Matan Torah, which is a series of brief fa'aros about different episodes in Chumash that require some chronological analysis. So one of those episodes is this question of the status of Bukharos. So in Os Zion of the Chazon Ish writes that even though it's true that the Bukharim were Niskadish for Avoda originally, however, there is a change in status at HaKamas HaMishkan. Namely, that we're talking about 3 different points in time. There was Matan Torah, there was Chayde Egel, and there was HaKamas HaMishkan. So, at Matan Torah, there had to have been already a status of Kahuna, because that was part of the Torah that was given over during the 40 days before the Shvirus Haluchos. So already from Matan Torah, the Kohanim must have had a status. It's not just that the Kohanim status was created at the time of HaKamas HaMishkan. So the Kohanim had a status going back to Matan Torah. Kedushas Aaron existed up to that point. However, the Machshava at that point from Matan Torah was that the Kohanim would do what we call the Avodah. The Kohanim would do the Avodah HaMishkan. And the Bukharos would do what the Leviim ended up doing. So the role of the Leviim, of the Mishorim, the Shmiras HaMishkan, that was supposed to have been performed by the Bukharos. So originally, when the Mishnah says in Tzvachim that Achal Hukam HaMishkan, or actually when Rabbi Shua ben, before that, the Gemara and Daf Kuftes Vav that indicates, according to Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, that there was a change in status at the time of Mamad Har Sinai. So that's as far as the Kohanim, who now were supposed to be doing the Avodah. That wasn't a Chayde Egel change, that was a Mamad Har Sinai change. So even if, as we'll see, the Bechoris may have had a certain status pre-Matan Torah, going back to earlier years, but Amatan Torah Kohanim were given their status to do the Avodah HaKahuna, and the Machshava at that point was that the Bechoros would do what we call Avodah HaLeviim. As Chayde Egal, that second Nukudah changed. As Chayde Egal, that status was taken away from the Bechoros as well. So based on that, Rav Sarovskin suggests that Rashi is talking about the role of the Bechoros as being removed from the Misras HaLeviim. So that which the Leviim ended up doing instead of the Bechorim, that changed at Chayde Egel. So that's the comment of Rashi here, that they were Nifsal, Kishachat Begel Nislu. That's as far as the role of the Leviim. As far as the role of Kohanim, that talka went back to Mamad Har Sinai.
So what's that? The Bechorim have until Akhamas HaMishnah? Was it Mara talking?
So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Achelo Hukam HaMishkan.
It doesn't fit in so well in the Lashon of the Mishnah, because the Mishnah sounds like that Avodah which the Bechorim were doing was replaced by the Kohanim. Right? That fits in very well with the Arzeruah.
Right.
But it sounds like, from the to Mayor's point, it sounds like the Mishnah, that the very Avodah that the Bechorim were doing, that the Kohanim took over.
I forget about which Avodah it was. According to the Chazon, it doesn't sound like the Bechorim had any status after Chayde Egel.
No, so the Chazanish said it like this. I misspoke a little bit. That the Machshava Meirosh, was that the Bechoros would only be entitled to do the Avodah until Hakamas HaMishkan. So the Mishnah in Zvachim is talking about the regular Avodah HaKahuna. So the Kohanim were invested. Right, so it's like I misspoke. Thank you. The Kohanim were invested with their status already from Matan Torah, with the understanding that that status would be invoked at Hakamas HaMishkan. So, from Matan Torah until Hakamas HaMishkan, the Bechoros functioned in the role of the Kohanim, and that was the Machshava Mirosh, independent of Chayde Egel, that they would have that role until Hakamas HaMishkan. The other role of the Bechoros, what we call the Avodah HaLeviim, that was taken away at Chayde Egel. So the Mishnah says that Ashul Hukam and Mishkan, that's talking about the Kahuna Avodah, as Yehuda just pointed out. Correct. And the Rashi here is commenting on the Leviim role of the Bechoros, which is taken away Yechid Egel.
The Leviim role is taken away
Yechid Egel. The Kohanim role was never intended to last past Hakamas HaMishkan anyway.
But they didn't lose that one.
That wasn't lost, because that was never intended to carry over that long anyway. Right.
What would they do without a Mishkan?
Bamos. The Makrivan Bamos before Mishkan.
But you can't regular people Makrivan Bamos?
That's a good question. So, Bama Gedola, you need Kohanim to be Makrivan. So
they
may have had a Bama Gedola. The name is Beach, may have had the status of a Bama Gedola. That could have been relevant before, even before the Midbar, in theory, could have had a Bama Gedola. Okay, so that's what Rav Sarovskin says to explain Rashi based on that Chazanish. Now, to the extent that the Bechorim could have been or were involved in the Avodah at an earlier stage, did they have to wear Big Day Kahuna? So in the Pardes Yosef HaChadash, Oth Tzadivav, he's Mitzayin a Sefer Reishis Bikurim. It's not the Reishis Bikurim of Salman Vilner, it's the Reishis Bikurim of a Rabbi Avram Weinberg from Warsaw, published in 1930, Sefer and Sefer Bechorah, so I took it out of the library today to see it. So he quotes there, and Daftes Amid Beis, Diva Maskul Ula, this Reishis Bikurim writes, that, no, first glance he doesn't think that the Bechorahs engage in the Avodah, they don't have to worry about the Kahuna, because of the following difference between a Kohen and a Bechor. A Kohen has no Kedusha Meirechem. A Kohen isn't inherently holy. So his holiness is created by wearing Beit HaKuhuna. Bismansha Bigdayim Aleim, Kenosim Aleim. If he's not wearing the Beit HaKuhuna, he can't do the Avodah because he has no Kedusha as Kohen clapping the Avodah. Bechor is Kodesh Meirechem. So he doesn't need the Beit HaKuhuna to invest himself with the Kedusha necessary to perform the Avodah. So that's his suggestion, that a Bechor didn't have to wear the Kahuna because he didn't need it, it was ready Kodesh Merechem, as opposed to a Kohen who's not. And then he points out in the Hashmotos in the Sefer that there's a Medrash Rabbah. Medrash Rabbah in our Sedra, Parsha Dalid Oshes, the Medrash says, Kachas Halevi'im, Amar Rabbah Seinu Lama Siva Kodesh Baruch Hu Lift Os Bechor Yisrael Belevi'im, originally, the Bechoros did the Avodah. Kamash Hashanah Rabbah Seinu, Ashul Hukam Mishkan Hayu Abamas Mitaris Avodah Bechoros, as we read the Mishnah, Misha Hukam Mishkan Nazir Abamas, Avodah Bechohanim, the Tezolcha. Shayu Abechoros Makrivim, Ashul Amit Shifto Shalevi. How do we know that the Bechoros engaged in the Avodah earlier? Told Mitzkilas Briyasa Shal Olam, look at Briyasa Olam. Adam Arishon, Hayu Bechoros Shal Olam. He was the original Bechor. The Kevet Shekirev Karbono, Shenemar, Vatitav Lashem Yishor Par, Lavash Bigde Kahuna Gedola, Shenemar, Vayas Hashem Elokim LaAdam, Lishto Kanos Or, Vayal Bishem, Bigde Tugir Sos, either Shevach Hayu or Shabbos Hayu, Vayu Bechoris Mishtam Shebehem. And then the Medrash goes on to talk about those begotten of other Rishon, how they're given Beyusha for many generations later. So the Medrash references that other Rishon wore Big Day Kahuna, that these Katnas Or were Big Day Kahuna, Big Day Shevach, Big Day Shabbos, like the Gersa is. So you see that the Bechoros also wore Big Day Kahuna. The Parzizotti points out, if you're going to bring a Raya from that Medrash, it's a Pirchaso Bitsido, because the Medrash says that they wore Big Day Kahuna. So Lola Yala Das, that every Bechor doing the vote, sorry, the Medrash says that they were other Rishon were Big Day Kahuna Gedola. So lo yalo das, that every Bechor doing a vote would wear the begadim of a Kohen Gadol, so he doesn't think you can bring a raya from there. Okay. There's a interesting comment of the Or HaChaim on Pasuk Mem Hei, the next page of the Maamar Kamos. Pasuk says, Gimel Mem Hei, Tachas Alaviim Tachas Kol Bechor B'vnei Yisrael Aves Be'mas Alaviim Tachas Be'mtam B'hayu Li Alaviim Ani Hashem Kamas Yir Achayim B'hayu Li Alaviim Hakavan B'mar Ani Hashem Lomar Shagam She'amuzal Atzida Avoda She'tasor L'Bechoros Lo Yardu Alaviim Yos Hashem. That even though it says that in the future the Avoda is going to go back to the Bechoros, but the Leviim are not going to lose their status. V'hu Amra V'hayu Li Ani Hashem Kishem Sheshmila Ola Va'ed Kamokein Yuli Halaviyim. Even though Chazal say that the Avodah is going to go back to the Bechoros, but that won't be at the expense of the Leviyim. And the Or HaChaim in Parshas Vayechi, Birkas Yaakov, the Bracha Teruve in the beginning of Perek Mem Tes, says more swiftly there that Lasilavo, the Bechoros are going to do the Avodah and the Leviyim will continue to do the Avodah, because Malin Bakodesh Velo Maridin, and therefore the Leviim aren't going to lose their status, even though the Bechoros will regain their original status in doing the Avodah. Well, that's talking about the Leviim. So, what the Chazanish says on some level is very appealing, because if you don't say this kind of dichotomy between the two roles of the Bechoros replaced by Kohanim and Leviim, you get very confused, because there seem to be two different things going on. There's clearly the Leviim role, and there's the Kohanim role that may be distinct. So there's a certain appeal to that approach, that there were two different things at play, and the Bechoros originally had two separate roles that were taken respectively by the Kohanim and the Levium. So this Arachayim is talking specifically about the Levium and the Bechoros in the future working parallel to the Levium. So where is this Chazal that the Arachayim references that La'asalava, the Bechoros, are going to do the Avodah again? So in the Sefer that we quoted in our Shir and Parshas Vayikra, Torah Hazar B'Mikdash, in the Amavo, he has a number of marmakomas on the topic, so it's not so clear at all what Chazal we're talking about. So he says, there's a Medrash Rabbah, in the beginning of Vayikra, Perek Beis, Os Beis, Ben Yakir Li. So Medrash says, B'chomakam Shinemar Li, Eino Zaz La'olam, Lobo Olam Hazev, La'olam Haba. Every time it says Li, it means for eternity. The Kohanim Ksiv, V'chiyano Li. The Leviim Ksiv, V'hayu Li HaLeviim. Yisrael ksev ki li b'nei Yisrael. B'churim ksev yukhuli. B'bechoros ksev ki li kol b'chor. So all these li's are for eternity. So by b'choros it says ki li kol b'chor. So the status of a b'chor is for eternity. So what does that mean? So Reb Chaim Kanievsky in his time of the Krah, in this week's parasha, Os, it's on Perek Gimel Pasuk Yud Gimel. So he's commenting on the Pasuk Ki Li Kol Bechor. The Medrash just quoted. What does Li mean? He quotes the Medrash Rabbah. V'nira, that this is a Rambaz to that Or HaChaim, that he thinks this is the Medrash that the Or HaChaim, this is the Chazal the Or HaChaim is referring to. When the Or HaChaim says Al Asilavo, the Avod is going to be restored to the Leviim. But he quotes from his father that the stifler said, not necessarily. Maybe the reference to the Medrash isn't to the role of a Bechor doing the Avoda, it's to the status of a Bechor as such, that the Zechus HaBechora still exists, because the Bechor was exchanged, so to speak, for the Leviim. So as much as Kedushas Leviyah still exists, so the Bechoros as the Tachlif for the Leviim still exist, and they have status as a Bechor as well, even Bismanedu. There is a certain status to a Bechor. Like he points out, as far as status to Bechor, so this is a halacha that I thank Chaim Bruder to bring into my attention once, because I was previously unaware of this. If you look in Hilchos Nesias Kapayim, Simon Kuf Kaf Ches, Mishnah Brura Sivkat and Kaf Beis, quoting Magen Avraham, the Levi pours the water for the Kohanim before Birkas Kohanim. Ukeshe Levi, Yotzek Bechor Paterechem, Tu Gam King Kadosh Ksas. That's based on Magen Avraham. That even nowadays a Bechor has certain Kedusha. So if there's no Levi to wash the hands of the Kohen, then the Bechor washes the hands of the Kohen. So that's what Chaim is quoting from his father, that there's still some Kedushas Bechor even nowadays, and that's what it means that it's going to exist forever. Lav Dafka, that it means that the Avodah is going to be restored to the Bechors. He says, Lefi Zeh, the stipler explained, that's Pshad in the Kina, Alitzion. There's a line in Alitzion, Ali Zivche Tmideha, Ufidyone Bechoreha. So what's this reference to Pidyon Bechor? So apparently, as you would have said, that we have Pidyon Bechor even nowadays. Alitzion is mourning that there was something that existed Bisman HaMikdash that stopped after the Korban. But we do have Pidyon Bechor even nowadays. So what is it that stopped? So he said that's going on the Leviim who were Poda the Bechoros Bimei Moshe. Pidyonei Bechor, not Pidyon Bechor we have, not Pidyon Aben, meaning we have Pidyon Aben. It means that Pidyon, that the Leviim were Poded, the Bechoros, Bimei Moshe, and nowadays we don't have Leviim Yuchasim the way they did originally. Okay. So the stipler wasn't convinced that this Medrash is a source for the Or HaChaim's claim that La'asalavo, or the Or HaChaim's attribution to a Chazal, that La'asalavo, the Avodah, is going to be restored to the Bechoros. And he also quotes in the Sefer The Mishmar Levi, Moshe Mordechai Levi Schulzinger, who has a lot of brisker material on Masechtos, and this is his volume Al Torah and Ar Sedra. So he quotes, in the name of the Brisker Rav, that the Brisker Rav expressed skepticism about this as well. That the Avod is not going to go back to the Bukharas. The Brisker Rav said there's no such chazal. This Medrash. So again, not necessarily talking about the Avod. He quotes in the Netziv, in the Emek HaNetziv Al Sifri, that is referring to Kiddushas on the Pidyon, but not necessarily to do with the Avodah. And then Rav Sarutskin, that we quoted earlier, says based on the Chazon Ish that we quoted before, again the Chazon Ish that there were the two roles of the Bukharas that were independently usurped, one Meirosh, the Kohen role was never intended to extend beyond Hakamas HaMishkan, the Levi role was, and that was taken away at Chet HaEgel. So he suggests that Lasa Lovo, the Bukharas are going to return, this is what Alan was saying, Lasa Lovo, the Bukharas are going to return only to the role of Leviim and not to the role of Kohanim, which is the context of the Or HaChaim, and maybe that's the Kavana of the Medrash as well, that no one would suggest that they're going to go back and do the Avodah of the Kohanim, because that was never intended Meirosh, that that should ever exist beyond the Kamas HaMishkan. It's not that they sinned the Chet HaEgel. If something was a result of a Chet HaEgel, so you can conceive that Lasa Lovo, there'll be a sufficient kapara for that, that we can revert to the original state. But if the Machshava Meirosh was that the Bechoros only were meant L'chachila to engage in the Avodah up to a certain point, and after a Kamas HaMishkan, that wasn't the intention, so then no reason to assume that Lasa Lovo, the Bechoros should take over that role again. The Malam HaKadosh means that we're not going to replace the Leviim. That you can't say that the Leviim who were doing the Avodah till now, their Avodah of Mishorim, Mishorim, Shmir Samishkan, Shmir Samikdash, that once the Bechorim come back, that we're going to take that away from them, that'll still remain. So Rechaim says that the Leviim will continue to engage in the Avodah of Leviim, and the Bechorim will join them in collaboration. Not that we're going to remove the Leviim, but as far as the Avodah Sakuna, so Mechatesi, that the, even if there is such a Chazal, even if that is a Kavanah Samedrish, Mechatesi, that the Bechoros are going to take over that role as well. Okay, looks like we're out of time. Yeah.